Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Even before I knew it was going to be hot, I decided I would just kind of focus on the gospel, because when I first read it, I thought, what? You know, because it just didn't quite sound exactly right to me. Of course, that was my own thinking. And so I read through it again and again, and a couple of things kind of like popped up in my head. This translation of Matthew does have a few little problems with it, because the first thing that we notice is Jesus says, if another member of the church sins against you, well, we know there were no churches back then. There were no churches. So we know that the translation is just a teeny bit off. But then Jesus says, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. What does that tell us? The whole gospel is in a way about ethics. It's in a way about how do we solve our problems with one another. What's our attitude? What is our behavior? What do we do when somebody does something against us? What do we do when somebody hurts our feelings? So what does Jesus tell us to do? We're supposed to go to the person. Now, what if somebody hurt my feelings and I never said anything to them, but I went all around telling everybody else how awful that person was? Is that what Jesus expects from us? No, that would be a sin. That's gossip. That's not right. We are to go to that person. And if we go and we talk about our problem, that helps alleviate the hurt or the grudge or the harboring of our frustration or anger with that person, because at least we're vocalizing it, we're talking about it. And not only are we supposed to tell the person, but then let them respond. We're supposed to talk and listen. But then what happens if the problem isn't solved? If they really don't listen and won't discuss it with you, what are we supposed to do? It says, but if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that each word may be confirmed by the evidence of one or two others. What does that tell us? No, we're not supposed to go out there with our guns loaded and boom, 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 and get them and get a group that's going to attack. No, what that means is Jesus expects us to be persistent in our wanting to solve the issue, the problem, to have harmony, to have peace. And remember last week, what did we hear last week? As long as it depends on you, live in peace. So this is a teaching by Jesus to tell us to be persistent, to be constant, and to not give up on the other person, and not give up talking, and not give up listening. And so next, we have, if the member refuses to listen to them, and we'll kind of skip over this, and even refuses to listen to the church, let that such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Well, at first I thought, wow, that doesn't sound like it's something Jesus would say. Treat them like a Gentile and a tax collector. But then I thought about it, and I was thinking of it not in Jesus' way of thinking, but in a human way. How were the Gentiles and the tax collectors thought of by some? They were the dregs of society. But how did Jesus treat the Gentiles? He was constantly being complained about by the Pharisees because he ate with them. He hung out with them. He constantly wanted to teach them. He was patient. He was compassionate. He was loving. In fact, if we think about it, who is the author of the gospel? Matthew. What was Matthew? He was a tax collector. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, if we need to think like like Jesus, not the typical human way. So Jesus was teaching the disciples, love them back to God. Tell them the truth and be patient, but love them back to God and try to guide them as Jesus guided the rest of them. And then last but not least, let me open my page again. Jesus says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Well, that doesn't mean for the priest or for any of us, whatever sins we don't forgive of someone else, they're going to be accountable for in heaven, or whatever sins we forgive somebody of against us, that's going to be loosed in heaven. What this means is, while we're on earth, if we hold grudges, if we gossip, if we brood about problems, if we just don't forgive, if we harbor that feeling here on earth, that will be up there in heaven, and the sin is against us, not against the other. But if we forgive others of their sins against us, if we don't harbor resentment or anger or frustration, or if we don't gossip, if we just let it go and let God take care of it, but we talk to the person and we listen, that type of forgiveness will be given to us in heaven because we have allowed God to do what God wants. How many times have we said the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we, or just like, we forgive those who sin against us. The gospel lesson is Jesus teaching us to be forgiving, to be patient, to be honest and truthful, and to be loving, and to bring as many people, including ourselves, back to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.